he's back once again. Here he is, it's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, doing great.
So what's going on in Leatherhead this week, then?
Well, I've just been out for a walk, actually, which is good.
Kebab shop's not open yet, though, is it?
No, don't worry about that.
Where did you go for your walk?
I will walk around the town and then back again.
Ah, okay. Yeah, What's it like out there then this morning for those of us that are still maybe tucked up under the duvet?
A little bit chilly, but not so bad. It would be nice though if it starts to warm up, but that won't be long.
No, we're getting to that. We're getting towards British summertime. Clocks change next weekend, of course, don't they?
Funny enough, it changes on my birthday, John.
Oh, there you go. See, everyone's celebrating your birthday by changing the clocks.
Well, yeah, that's it. So don't forget, I'll just remind people, don't forget to change your clocks on Sunday. Well, Saturday night, Sunday.
So your birthday's on Sunday next week?
It is.
Oh, Easter Sunday as well.
Easter
there
next
you go.
Week.
There you go. Yeah. Drop that one in. So don't forget, the clocks change. Don't forget your birthday as well.
What a drop, eh? Let everybody know.
Just dropped it in there. Yeah. Are you hoping for lots of birthday cards or something off our listeners? Is this what it is?
Well, listeners that I know...
Yeah, listeners you don't know, you've probably got hidden fans all over the place, Shay. So if you want to send Shay a birthday card, by the way, if you're listening this morning, you can send it to us here at Radio Wigan. We will forward it on.
That'd be good.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see what we can do. Let's start a little campaign to get you loads of birthday cards.
You could get it going, couldn't you? Really?
So knowing that you're a fan of the chicken shops and the kebab shops and the fish and chip shops and any other takeaway going, Shay, this week, we were talking about this earlier, they're saying that the fish and chip shops should cut the number of holes in their salt shakers so that people actually end up having less salt. Right. What are your thoughts on that? Would that make a difference?
Well, I think it might
it means you've got less salt, or you'll just stand there longer and get more frustrated with that salt shaker shaking it everywhere trying to get the salt out.
That's it, and it comes out really fast
all over the floor. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
And everything,
nightmare. Yeah. Okay, and the other thing we're talking about this morning, Shay, is we're going to have weather expert Joe Farrow on the programme a bit later on this hour. She's going to give us some advice about when we could dry our washing outside. So are you somebody that shoves it on a tumble dryer, or do you dry it on air as indoors, or stick it outside, or what do you do with your washing?
Dry it on air, it's indoors, really.
Oh, there you go. That's an environmentally friendly option, and it's a bit cheaper as well.
Well, it is. Cheap and cheerful.
But the annoying thing is with that is, because I do that as well, I haven't got a tumble dryer, having airers around the house and things hanging on doors and whatever, they take forever to dry. So, you know, you've got them hanging around for days on end. It's not good when you've got visitors coming around.
When the weather gets warmer, the people can put their washing outside.
Yeah, apparently you can do it all year round, though, as you'll find out later. We will talk about that later. So what's happening for the rest of today, then, as we go into your... You're going to be 51 next week, right?
Was that a secret?
Sorry, Shay. Oops.
That was a secret.
Okay. You're going to be 21 next Sunday.
That's right, 21 next Sunday.
So what are you going to be doing for the week up, leading up to your birthday, then? What's happening?
I don't know, John, but I have no idea. No idea.
Mm-hmm. Go, take it as it comes,
That's it, yeah.
That's good. And hopefully lots of presents. I mean, you know, lots of Easter eggs and lots of birthday cake as well. It's going to be a very healthy day for you next Sunday.
Well, no Easter eggs, John.
No Easter eggs? Why not?
No. I don't think I would want to have Easter eggs, really. If I did, it'll be a dark chocolate one.
Oh, okay. My partner Emma may well have just finished a box of cream eggs between us before Easter. They were sitting there. We couldn't wait till Easter. We've all had one. We'll have another. And before you know it, the box of five is empty. It's not good.
Right.
But yeah.
Let's say hello to Emma then.
Yeah, she's listening this morning. Feeling a bit poorly, but she's tuned in. You want to say hi to Emma?
Good. Hi, Emma. Hi to James. Hi to Mark as well, and Mary.
Yeah. And Rosie, anyone that knows you. And Rosie and Donna as well. Rosie's got a new fundraiser as well for Easter, apparently. So she's doing a lot of... If you want to follow Rosie's fundraiser adventures, by the way, raising money and awareness for men's mental health, have a look on Facebook and search for Rosie Cares. And Rosie's really grateful for the Barbie doll that you gave her last year.
Oh, Oh, well, yeah, that's a year on. That'll be a year on in May, won't it?
That will. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So what's happening for your birthday then? Are you having a big party? What's the plan?
I don't know. I've no idea. No idea. It might be a surprise.
Oh, okay. You're going to be surprised, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what happens there. But no, happy birthday for next week, Shay. You have a lovely day.
No problem, John. No problem.
I'm not sure if we'll be speaking next Sunday, actually, because we may not be able to get into the school to do the show next Sunday, so you may have a recorded version, which means I get a line-in on Sunday.
I don't have a line anyway. I just get up when I need to. Really.
Yeah. Do you know what? This morning I got up really early and I sat on the TV watching the news and everything else, and then ended up chilling out too much and then realised it was time to go. So that was a bit of a rush to get here.
At least the mornings are starting to get brighter now.
Yeah, and the evenings are drawing out as well. It's like coming back yesterday from my trip to Dorset. It was still light at like 6 o'clock at night. So I'm liking that, and the clock's changing as well. It feels like things are waking up, which is really good. So, Shay, happy birthday. I would sing for you, but I could just sing in the shower.
Well, we could. Should we hear John in the shower then?
Go on then.
Hello, okay. Be your friend. Look at over. Stick it out to the end. Now it's raining more than ever. Know that we still have each other.
There you go.
I don't know what that is, but let other listeners have a go.
If you know what it is, do you get in touch with us here at Radio Woking, 01483 485 265, or you can email studio at radiowoking.co.uk. Shay, many happy returns for next Sunday, and we will speak very soon.
We will do, John. Thanks very much.
See you later. It's coming up to see you later, Shay. Coming up to 10:15.
This is Radio Woking.
Radio Woking.